Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. A belated happy Independence Day to all of our U.S. listeners as well. It is the 6th of June, 2020. Got the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. All right, starting off with some security issues. It's not really a big deal. In fact, it's not even malicious. It's just a little, huh? I'm talking about Reddit, talking about LinkedIn, talking about iOS 14, which, by the way, is just for beta right now, and apparently some clipboard snooping that's going on. In iOS 14, it'll let you know when things are actually copied to the clipboard. And for some reason or another, the LinkedIn app and the Reddit app apparently are doing this without you doing it. Apparently what it is, there's a code path in the post-composing tool that checks for web links in the clipboard and suggests titles based on that link. This apparently needs to be fixed in iOS 14 for the LinkedIn and Reddit apps, and is just a glitch. Reddit actually did stress that it does not store or send clipboard data, and they're currently working for a fix on this. Actually, it's expected by July 14th. LinkedIn, on the other hand, they haven't really responded, but more than likely, they're not doing anything malicious either. One thing's for sure, though, it will be nice to have this feature when we all hit iOS 14, and it will also be more interesting to see how many other app developers out there. Yeah, maybe we should change this already before people find out. Now, iOS users out there pretty much already used to Chrome being 64-bit. Apple's mandated it all the way back in 2017. But for Android users out there, you've been stuck with 32-bit, and that's just the way it's been. Well, at least until now. And of course, as long as you're running Android 10 and higher. Yep, finally, you're gonna get a 64-bit version of Chrome. Not only are you going to be seeing some security benefits, you're also gonna be seeing a lot of speed benefits. And by all accounts, we're seeing about a 20 to 28% speed increase, which is quite significant. As for what's been taking it so long to reach 64-bit, well, a lot of it has to do with hardware limitations, even though there's been some processors in Android phones for quite a while now that can handle the 64-bit architecture. Apparently it wasn't enough for Google to say, yeah, we need to be doing this already. And yes, like you heard at the first of this story, yes, it is basically for newer Android phones. However, Google will expand support for older versions later. Unfortunately, though, they just didn't give a time or date on that. And finally, now that lovely Windows 10 May update. Aren't you just loving it? Most people are, they're not. I was going to say something else, but then I would have to do a lot of editing for the show. Well, if you're a OneDrive user, you're probably about ready to pull your hair out. At least Microsoft has finally acknowledged that, yes, there is OneDrive connectivity problems ever since that May update. Most people have been seeing the OneDrive cannot connect to Windows, even though they are fully online. And of course, with that kind of problem, you're not able to access some files. However, though, at least since Microsoft has addressed the problem, there is a fix. Yeah, that's right, Microsoft's got a workaround for you. Go to the Start menu, type CMD. Yeah, this sounds like fun, doesn't it? Right-click or long press on that command prompt, and then run as administrator. Ah, the good old days of Windows. After that, yes, you'll have to add in some code. And it's a little long to go through with you here on this show. Or you can do what a lot of other people will probably do. Switch to Dropbox or Google Drive. Those seem to be working just fine. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yep, it is over there and it is all for you. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there and so much more by visiting britishtechnetwork.com. We're also on Facebook too. Give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, on Twitter as well at British Tech. And come by our community and join in the fun today. It's simple to do. We'd love to have you at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, well, we're actually going to be on a bit of hiatus for a couple of days, boys and girls. Promise you, though, we will be back on Thursday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday. Get the week started right. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.